Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to the first Agriculture Committee meeting for this year. We do have a quorum, and I'd like to ask the Secretary to call roll to establish.
Eggman?
Here.
Eggman here. Olson? Atkins? Dolly?
Here.
Dolly here. Pan? Quirk?
Here.
Quirk here. Yamada?
Here.
Yamada here. Quorum.
Great. I'd like to welcome everybody. Again, it's our first hearing. We're excited for a good and productive year, working on and protecting California's greatest resource, which is our agriculture economy. And I look forward to working with the committee on it. I think our meeting will be fairly short today. We can't promise that as we go through the rest of the year, but here we are for this one. And we don't have to do this, but I'd like to just say that we're going to adopt our rules today. If nobody has objection, we'll just adopt those by consent. Just wanted to make sure everybody took a look at those and are adopting those by consent. Okay. We have one item on the consent calendar, which is H.R. 9 by Mr. Daly, Historic Vineyards. And if there are no objections, I would entertain a motion on the consent calendar.
Move consent.
So moved.
Okay. We have a moving and a second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We'll call roll.
Okay.
Eggman?
Aye.
Eggman, aye. Olson?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Here and I.
Here.
Yeah.
Atkins?
Here am I.
And on the consent calendar?
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Dolly?
Aye.
Dolly, aye. Pan? Quirk?
Aye.
Quirk, aye. Yamada?
Aye.
Yamada, aye.
Okay. Thank you. So moving second. Okay. So now our next one up is Mr. Gomez. So we'd ask Mr. Gomez to come forward and please present his AB 272 bill. Welcome, Mr. Gomez.
Thank you for having me. As it's your first hearing, it's my first bill, so I'm very excited to be here with you, all of you. Good afternoon, Chair and members. Today I'm presenting Assembly Bill 272, which will update an old law from the 1950s. This bill will align California's law with the nation's 49 other states by requiring dogs to receive rabies vaccines at 3 months of age instead of four. Members, if you look at the map provided in your folder, it shows that 41 of the 50 states determined the minimum age requirement based on the rabies vaccine label set at 3 months. The other states that have minimum age requirements are at 3 months set by regulation. California is the only state in the nation with the 4-month requirement for administering rabies vaccines. If you in your folder, you also have a chart from the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, which shows that rabies vaccines for dogs have the age of primary vaccination set to 3 months of age and not 4 months. Additionally, the United States Department of Agriculture has licensed rabies vaccines for dogs at 3 months of age. So this bill will align California's outdated requirement of the rabies vaccine with the rest of the nation and will prevent the over-vaccination of dogs and puppies. So here to testify in support, I have Dr. Robert Kim Mafartley and Kat DeBerg.
Hello, my name is Kat DeBerg. I'm with the Health Officers Association of California. We're sponsoring this bill to update California's rabies law, and it's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Robert Kim Mafartley to deliver further testimony.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members. My name is Dr. Robert Kim Mafartley, and I'm here to speak in favor of AB 272. I'm a physician and director of Communicable Disease Control and Prevention Division at the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. In my position, I'm in charge of several communicable disease control programs, including the Veterinary Public Health Program. My testimony, in fact, has been prepared in consultation with a senior veterinarian in the department. Los Angeles County recommends that the committee approve the bill so that California law will conform with national recommendations, federal regulations, and the practice in all other states in the country. In California, our rabies laws, as mentioned by Honorable Jimmy Gomez, were written in the 1950s, but now the vaccines are safer. The rabies vaccines are licensed to be used in dogs 3 months of age and older. National guidelines recommend that puppies get their first dose at 3 months of age, and federal regulations mandate that imported puppies be vaccinated at 3 months of age. So AB 272 would allow an earlier floor for the age of vaccination from 4 months to 3 months of age, ensure that vaccines legally given to three-month-old puppies in other states or countries would be valid in our state, avoid the need to revaccinate a dog imported into California that had been vaccinated at 3 months of age,
goodbye,
and also allow pet owners to vaccinate their puppies earlier when the rabies risk is increased. It should be important to note that AB 272 would not change the age in which dogs are licensed at 4 months of age, and exemption from rabies vaccinations for dogs if the veterinarian finds the vaccine would compromise the health of the dog. Thank you, and I urge you an aye vote on AB 272.
Okay. Any other speaking in support today? Okay. I know we have a question, so we'll take some questions from the members right now. Go ahead.
Thank you, and I appreciate this. Thank you, Mr. Gomez, for being here today. I read the analysis, and certainly if California is the only state, I imagine that there's been extensive work done on the need for this and why it should be done, and you spoke to that. But I have at least one very serious constituent who has asked me two questions, and since you're here, maybe very quickly you can comment on two things that she brought up that I just want to make sure you get a chance to put on the record. Immunity passed down through the mother blocks the effectiveness of vaccines in the first 3 months of the dog. And dogs are already receiving other vaccines at 3 months. Giving too many at once can cause adverse reaction in pups. So if you can, I'm an avid dog lover and owner, and I would never want to compromise the health of my dog. And I know that this is a really serious health issue. So if you just comment on that on behalf of the dogs, I would really appreciate it.
Yes, Committee Member Atkins, thank you very much for those two questions. Firstly, to answer the one about immunity passed down from the mother to the dog blocking the effect of the vaccine, it is true that there is maternal antibody that does affect vaccination up to a year of age, actually, so that there's not that much difference between 3 months or 4 months of age. And also, by having vaccinated at 3 months of age, if that dog was then exposed to another rabid animal, let's say a bat, something like this, then if given a second dose, a booster dose, there would be a very rapid immune response. So 95% protection would be given right away. So whereas if you'd waited to 4 months and the dog had been done, you're giving your first dose, you're not having the same immunity response. The second question is, they're already getting several vaccines at 3 months of age. Is this a problem? It's not a problem. And if for some reason, though, a veterinarian felt that the dog should not have all those vaccines at 3 months of age, this law just simply brings the floor down. They could go ahead and still decide if they wanted to wait to 4 months of age for vaccination before licensure.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee members? Okay, Dr. Pitt.
So first of all, I want to thank you so much for bringing this bill today. Thank you so much for bringing this bill today, and I appreciate that your work in promoting public health as we try to vaccinate our dogs against rabies. It was mentioned in testimony that the licensing would remain at 4 months, and I believe that part of the reason for the licensing at 4 months was to ensure that the puppies get vaccinated. So, and we do also want more dogs licensed as well. So I would just pose for consideration. Maybe it doesn't have this in this bill, but perhaps just thought that as you're lowering the vaccination age, you may want to consider lowering the licensing age as well, so we can try to promote increased rates of dog licensing. But overall, of course, I'm very supportive of the bill, and I appreciate what you're trying to do here. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Ms. Amata.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Gomez, also for your due diligence. I know you have contacted me and probably every member of this committee to ask if we had any questions. I did have one, though, that arose after we spoke, and that is This bill still does require the vaccination at 3 months as opposed to allowing it at 3 months. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I just wanted to share with the committee that, you know, since I have the great privilege of representing UC Davis Vet Med, you know, I always rely upon Vet Med there for good advice as well as from our other experts, and they are all good with this. So in that regard, I'm happy to support the bill today.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Is anybody in opposition? And if so, could you please come forward? Please come forward, ma'am. You can, sit right there by Mr. Gomez. And then just state your name, please, and the organization if you represent anybody.
Yes, Joan Gibson Reed with the Sacramento Council of Dog Clubs. Not so much in opposition, but need clarification. In a letter we received from the Health Officers Association, they said this bill is intended to allow, not require, veterinarians to administer the rabies vaccine to dogs at 3 months. So we're confused about whether we're talking permissive or requirement.
Yes, ma'am. I asked that same question. I don't know if the committee consultant would like to answer that.
We have actually legislative council.
Legislative council to answer that, because I asked that same question.
Come forward.
Could you come forward, please?
Hi, my name is Genevieve Wong. I'm from the Office of Legislative Counsel. As currently written in version 99 of the bill, they are required at 3 months in order to vaccinate their dogs. If an amendment would like to be taken where it's permissive at 3 months and required at 4, we can do something like that if the committee wishes.
Okay.
Okay. Does that answer the question?
Mr. Gomez?
At this time, I would like to keep it at 3 months. I think that was the intent of the legislation, and moving forward, I would consider it, but right now, I would like to keep it at 3 months.
Okay. And just because there was some confusion in the earlier version we received, I'm wondering if you can work with the health offices, maybe. We'll see where this goes and then see if we can work out that to gain some more clarity on that.
Yeah, correct. I'm willing to do that. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Any others speaking in opposition today?
I'd like to move the bill.
Okay. Mr. Kelly?
I'm not speaking in opposition, but I do have a question. I'm more concerned about transporting breeders outside of the state coming into the state. So is it required in the rest of the states at 3 months? Is it required?
Correct, at 3 months.
Okay, good. Then I think we should stick with the requirement so that if we're going from state to state, that they know we've been vaccinated here.
Okay. Mr. Cork?
I agree with Assemblymember Dowling and that we should keep it as a requirement at 3 months.
Okay. Yes, any others speaking in opposition today? Okay, so it's been moved. Do we hear it to have a second? Okay, all right, all those in favor, do a roll call, call the roll.
The motion is due pass to appropriations. Eggman?
Yes.
Eggman, aye. Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Dolly?
Aye.
Dolly, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Quirk?
Aye.
Quirk, aye. Yamada?
Aye.
Yamada, aye.
Okay, that bill is out. Thank you very much. Initial success, Mr. Gomez.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, let's do these first ones easy like this all the time. All right, we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much.
Wait.
All right.